The main finding of this report is undoubtedly that more than 90% of Europe's urban citizens are exposed to levels of air pollution that are well above the World Health Organization's advised air quality guidelines. And this has serious impacts on citizens' quality of life. Think of breathing problems, on life expectancy. There are quite a large number of early deaths due to air quality problems in Europe, but it also has an impact on the ecosystem, mainly through loss of quality of ecosystems through processes of eutrophication. At first sight, most easy thing to do is that member states would better implement the EU policies that already exist. But I would also say that lifestyle choices of individual citizens and families are of importance. For example, the transport and mobility choices you make, whether you use a bicycle or use public transport, or whether you use your individual car, can also contribute to improving this problem. Obviously, this can also be mediated by more structural things like urban planning, the planning of public transport systems, and all of that. And at this moment, the European Commission is also working on improved and better standards for Europe's future air quality. So if you take all of that together, regardless of the fact that we have made major improvements in the last 20 years, we know that we still have an important agenda ahead of us. Air pollution has been a problem for several decades, and as I've said, we have made improvements, but at the same time, there are a number of substances of air pollution that we may have underestimated or where our knowledge has improved in recent years. I think of the very fine particulate matter that enters into our system through our lungs primarily, and that is much more related to cardiovascular disease, for example, or to breathing problems than we previously thought. So the problem that was there, we are still in the process of solving it. Think of industrial emissions. But we also need to take into account new knowledge that we have acquired, especially in the last decade, and also know that we have to work on problems that were maybe not even on the radar 10 years ago. Lack of air quality, of good air quality, also has a cost to governments. Think of the cost in health systems, where people with pulmonary diseases or problems, heart problems, that is a serious cost to society. And at the same time, if we look at the agricultural system, air pollution also has an impact on crop productivity. And in other words, this is costing to society. So tackling air quality issues, in the end, is a very beneficial societal investment.